Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash that like button like it's your Alabama cousin, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, Elliot Page says, his estranged dad likes hate posts about him online. Looks to me like Elliot's attention is drying up, and the only work he's now getting is either as a producer or a voice artist. Since the Umbrella Academy wrapped up, the only acting work Elliot has received is to play Victoria Walker, a female cartoon character. As for Elliot's father, he's probably just trying to pass back the hurt and despair back to Elliot that he gave him with his transition. Moving on is a guy saying that he's at the gym taking a rest, but he's looking down at the floor so he doesn't have to accidentally glance at some crazy lady's hoo-ha and then get put on TikTok. Guys, you need to build a home gym. It'll save you time and money, and if you don't have the space, then start doing push-ups and crunches and some free weights in front of your television. Watch YouTube videos as well while working out, which has been amazing for me. Plus, I hate making eye contact with people because they are subconsciously judging me, and I don't want to judge them. Number three, this sugar baby says that she makes $2,000 a week and gets expensive gifts from wealthy guys, even though her suitors sign a no sex clause. Usually it's the old rich guys that want company more than sex, that pay for women like this. Then again, she could be lying in this Daily Mail article as just a well-concealed ad to get men to pay for her services. Up next, the last story was brain dead, but this suggestion about keeping brain dead women alive and using them as surrogate mothers isn't. One academic suggested this, and the medical association he was a member of apologizes after he said this. After he said this would be a common way to bring new children into the world. Some people have said that if you want to raise fertility rates, then take women's rights away, which I don't agree with. In this case, it's conceivable that some states in the future might just take women's consciousness away and turn them into baby-making machines. I don't agree with this, but the first place that does this will win the late 20th century fertility wars. Number 5, this guy says his girlfriend is so sweet because she sent him this picture of her job interview today. I guess Buddy here hasn't heard of the casting couch before. If he asks her what the job was for, she needs to tell him that it was for a sausage factory. Also, make sure to never shine the UV light on that couch unless you want to see a nightmare. I'm sure her job interview was one that she would never forget. Moving on, this woman wrote to Dear Abby saying she gained more than 100 pounds and her husband is no longer attracted to her. She definitely looks like she gained more than that 100 pounds. Then again, maybe she began at 250 pounds. If that's the case, then it proves that even chubby chasers have their limits. Here's an actual photo of her husband trying to make himself attracted to his wife again, whenever they make love. And here's a picture of his wife going on a sex strike after Trump won. Number 7, here's the look you get when the left starts its own social media platform called Blue Sky, and you realize that it's immediately full of PDF files. When the left canceled people on X, the right created Minds, Gab, Rumble, and BitChute. The left's arguments are so weak that they didn't actually get canceled by the right, and instead needed to create a new place where they're always right. If you want a visual representation between X and Blue Sky, then this is your best bet. Up next, here's the look on Mark Hamill's face once he realized that Trump is now this president. I have to thank Mark Soywalker here because he makes me realize that I made the right choice by liking the Empire more than the rebels. Maybe Mark is upset that he realized that he was playing Donald Trump in the Star Wars movies, that Trump is the real Jedi in this simulation. I believe the line is, no, I am your president. Number 9 is Ramona Flowers from Scott Pilgrim Saves the World. She's got a 593 body count and a 900 head count, probably 50 plus boyfriends too. This seems to be atypical for women from Toronto. She even had horribly colored hair back in the 2000s. What happens in Toronto is seen everywhere else about 10 years later. I knew a woman with a notch count so high she couldn't even remember it. Definitely 50 plus. I didn't think anything of it back then because I was still blue-pilled. Moving on, who wore it better? Palpatine or Palpaqueen? I don't know about you, but they both look like the same picture to me. I know I'm joking, but to me the Emperor is far more attractive and entertaining than Hillary Hilton. Plus, let's not forget that the Emperor's makeup is better. But seriously, I think that's the classiest and happiest I've ever seen Hillary before. Did a few more of her friends end themselves the day this picture was taken or something? Number 11, I first thought this was a white single mother with her coal-burning baby. But she clarifies that this isn't a black baby, but her dog Rocco. She must realize what she's doing putting that dog inside a baby's hoodie. A color photo would have cleared things up, but I'm guessing that doing a black and white one was the whole point. Maybe she's one of those rare women with a sense of humor. that would be a potential green flag. But her butterface kills my mood. Up next, nerdy Liu Kang here says, they look so much like a couple here. Tao says, yes, a couple of besties. Remember, guys, don't put yourself in the friend zone. Then again, for all I know, they could be siblings, and this could just be a joke between the two of them. This guy says, sorry, bro, I can't hear you. Because he's clearly way too deep into the friend zone that him and his flat-chested female friend are wearing matching shirts that say, no, we're not a couple. Number 13, last Thanksgiving, CNBC News said that Thanksgiving Day dinner is more historically affordable this year. $58 for 10 people. What are they eating? Dog food or maybe each other? This is what we call gaslighting. Maybe $58 is the seeds and turkey feed necessary to grow your own Thanksgiving Day meal. Or is this just for rice, beans, and Kool-Aid? Remember, everyone, don't believe your wallet. Just believe what CNBC tells you. Moving on, some guy found this funny list of names on his girl's phone. Whatever could they mean? Why are they all male? Looks like you gotta be at least an 8 to get a second emoji. I think we all know that Caleb must be hung like an elephant if he's got a 50 out of 10. But don't tell that to Micropenis Sam because he only seems to have 4 inches out of 10. Maybe he's Asian or something. Number 15, this trans cop who assaulted 2 colleagues with a penis pump after drugging them at her apartment is elected as women's representative on the police force. Looks like this is probably in Germany. This individual didn't even get thrown in prison for this, but instead got a promotion. I guess since he was only being violent towards male colleagues with this penis bump, then no one cares. I was also looking for the Babylon Bee logo on this story, but I just couldn't find it. Up next, this 43-year-old single mother of 2 accidentally slept with a 19-year-old guy. I think the better word for her to use is accountability. Or in her case, a lack of it. It's not accidental. It's intentional. And she doesn't want to be responsible for it. Imagine if a man said it was an accident. He would have been sent straight to jail even if he was only 19. Also, how does someone accidentally sleep with somebody else with the same age as their children? Number 17, just because a man with no weenie has ID that says woman doesn't mean it's written in his DNA. Just like if an Indian has Canadian citizenship, it's not necessarily written in his language and culture. It takes a generation or two for people to assimilate. 5 million people with student and work visas are about to be asked politely to leave Canada this year. Will they do it? Or will they stay and work under the table? Some people would also say the Canadians aren't white either. Moving on, how pathetic do you have to be to do this? This single and childless woman borrows a family for her holidays. What kind of parents would lend their kids to a woman so she can go on a vacation with somebody else's kids? If she's already borrowing a family, then why stop there? How about also rent a golden retriever minivan and get a mortgage to complete the experience? I bet she also tries to borrow husbands and boyfriends from women who are foolish enough to be her friends. Number 19, are guys really going to let a girl like this ruin their lives? Most simps would. Unfortunately for her, some chat has probably already ruined her life by turning herself into an alpha widow. That nose ring looks like the biggest red flag, and by the looks of her eyes, she's got the 100 schlong stare. Life has already ruined her and she looks only 14. Up next, somebody tried to trademark the term September 11th, 2001 on 9/11. His name was Marty Schneiberg, and thankfully the patent office rejected his application. I bet you he wanted a quarter every time somebody brought up September the 11th. I guess it wasn't enough to cause 9/11, they also had to monetize it too. I'm sure that there were a whole slew of September 11th related domain names registered that morning to get shekels to the max. Number 21 are Emperor Nero and Emperor Constantine. Nero sure does look like a smug, arrogant bastard now, doesn't he? With that evil smirk on his face. Also, for some reason, he reminds me of Tommy Robinson. So maybe he wasn't all bad after all. My grandfather was from Nauseous, the town Constantine was from. I even went there and saw Constantine's throne room. Speaking of recreations, here's Jesus, recreated by Israeli archaeologists. And he looks like Amir, the guy that runs MGTOW TV. People say Jesus is coming. But what if he's already here? Moving on, in North Korea, 16 officers entered a female journalist's home, stole her stuff, and dumped her mother's ashes on the floor, in some crazy national security law. Actually, it wasn't in North Korea, but actually in the United Kingdom. Yes, folks, the UK has now gone full 1984. Dumping the ashes seems excessive, though. But they didn't care because most of them wore masks. If you think this is extreme, then wait until next year when they go after somebody who said a mean tweet. Number 23, Canada has reached peak absurdity. A small town has been fined $10,000 for not wanting to celebrate Pride Month. by flying a pride flag despite not even having a flagpole. What's next? They'll be fined for not allowing pedos in the kids' bathrooms. And no, neither of these stories are satire. Canada is ground zero for woke ideology, and this is what 9 years of Trudeau looks like. Remember back when being gay was enforced on us? Optic Sharon Stone says that the more famous and powerful I get, the more power I have to hurt men. Really? Sharon Stone? This ghoul still thinks she has power over men. She's been irrelevant since she was in Casino. Besides, her birthday suit is so wrinkled, they could actually use several irons. I could be wrong, though. Maybe she'll do a movie and show her cooter again and regain all of her power. I wonder why she hates men so much and wants to hurt them now. Number 25 and the last one, why do women do this to themselves, getting random tattoos and nose rings? Is it because they hate themselves, or is it to fit in with the woke culture and gain social approval? This one is supposedly 26, but she looks more like 36. The only thing that's missing is purple hair and a few extra 100 pounds. Don't worry, it'll eventually show up. The septum ring fad will pass, but the tattoo one won't. And I predict it's going to get a lot worse. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm, and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.